Former police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder and the death of George Floyd. This is Don Rush. As a verdict was broadcast on live television yesterday afternoon, there was cheering and jubilation from the crowd that had gathered outside the courthouse. Kirkland Hall is the former president of the Somerset County branch of the NAACP.
Well, in my heart, I knew that that was going to be a guilty verdict. However, you know, with cases like this, there have been so many cases before where the evidence was there, but no video, as it was explicitly in this particular case. And police officers had gotten away, going all back to the Rodney King case years ago. But it just, it's a wonderful feeling. And also it makes me realize that I believe policing is going to change. The way individuals look at black lives, the way they look at black men, regardless of who they are, I think this just marks a change in the way of life as it was years ago.
Some have observed that it took a video of an officer placing his knee on the neck of George Floyd for 9 minutes, before got justice. That's a high bar to get justice from, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, I mean, it was evident. I mean, the cameras, you know, didn't lie. We have a young girl who recognized that there's something wrong. Kids always recognize, and they'll tell you the truth. And a young girl recognized and saw that something was wrong. And she had to testify. And so, you know, that I really respect her. I respect the family for allowing her to do that. But it's going to be a traumatic experience for her for the rest of her life. She's going to have trauma. She's going to have nightmares. But back to say, it was encouraging that it came forward and others who came forward and the police chief and all of his peers even testified against him. So it's a delight. I'm sure the Floyd family is happy and all his friends and neighbors. But I'm basically speechless, and I'm going to try to do best I can. But it's just a wonderful feeling that times are finally changing. And yet, there's still much work to be done.
And yet, we had the shooting at, was it a young man in Minneapolis, black man, young man, within the last week or so, not too far from his trial. What do we expect from that? Apparently, the officer's been charged, but you think that this is going to change how this is done?
Well, I think, again, with a young man that was shot in his car, a young boy that was shot who hit his hands up, and the police officer thought he had a gun. You go all the way back to the case where in South Carolina, where the police officer shot a man in the back trying to run. And I think a number of things are going to change. And it can't just be training. It's like one officer said, it's about common sense. You have to know when to release your phone. And it's just a matter of fact, you know, it's sad that it has come to this. But I'm thankful that we have reached this point and we can finally breathe a little better.
Kirkland Hall, former president of the Somerset County branch of the NAACP. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.